Hello and welcome to the Daily Inspiration Time. It's a great day to think about the things of God and to meditate on the things of God. I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Colossians. And I'd like to look at some interesting verses there that might provoke us. There's a few verses here that start off, this one verse starts off with masters. And he addressed his masters. Now, I know there were slave owners in ancient days and even in our ancient history, and even today there are slaves and slave owners. Unfortunately, it is a fallen world. And we can also take this word masters to be anybody in authority. So the word master in another place tells us to be not many masters, knowing we would receive a greater condemnation. So here we'll begin in Colossians 4, verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Withal, praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom for them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how to answer, how ye ought to answer every man. We'll stop at verse 6. Well, let's just address the masters today. You might be a mama. You might be a daddy. You might be an employee. But you've got two responsibilities. The one, if you are in authority of any point, that you better be fair, just, kind. Still got to follow the two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. No man that loves his neighbor as himself would enslave him against his will, would mistreat him against his will, but would be just and fair and loving and Christ-like to him if you name the name of Christ. So here it says to give your servants just and equal, knowing you have a master in heaven. You know, everything man does has been recorded. Every idle word he speaks has been recorded. We will answer to the living God. We have a master. We're to be his good servants, and he's going to give us a good reward one day. Then he tells us, the next responsibility of a master or a servant is to continue in prayer. You know, Jesus told his disciples that men ought to always pray and not to faint. We're to continue in prayer. You should start your day with prayer. You should always pray. Pray without ceasing. There's always a need, whether you hear something on the news event that has happened, whether you hear of a friend that has a medical need or a family crisis or a death in a family, you have the ability to pray all day long for every need you come in contact with. And always watch, be alert, be paying attention. The enemy is near. And you're always to be thankful. Oh, if you're an overflowing fountain of blessing and the joy of the Lord and thanksgiving, man, what a blessing you'd be to your servants and to your masters. And then he goes on to say in verse 3, withal, praying also for us. Now, this is the apostles that were doing the rigorous work of spreading the gospel to the world, to the churches. And so here we have, pray that God would make the church grow and be. He said, the door of utterance, speaking the mystery of Christ. And here Paul said, I'm bound. I'm in prison. And I'm still doing the work of God. Come on, we're free. What are we doing for God? In that he may make manifest as he ought to speak. You know, we need to choose our words carefully. Paul was saying, help me to speak the right words. And I would say it at the right time, the right place, that the door would be open where I say it. The heart would be open. And then he tells us how we're to act toward the lost. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Without what? Without hope. Without God. Without Christ. Without forgiveness. Without being born again. The lost. Those people that are religious and lost. Those people that are the nice, friendly people that service food in restaurants or the lady at the bank or whoever. They're without. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Redeeming the time. Oh, your time is short. Man's days are 70. If by reason of strength 80, then we fly away. You better make your time count and do something for God. Then he says in verse 6, talk right, act right. Let your speech, let your life, let your words be always with grace. Grace is Jesus. Grace is just not just a thing. Grace is a person. Grace is the work of Christ. Grace is Christ. So we're just going to have words, our speech, just full of Jesus. Season with salt. Oh, you're the salt of the earth. Be salty, my friend. If we're salty, maybe they'll get thirsty. And we can pour water on the ones that are thirsty. For sure, God can. That ye may know how you ought to answer every man. I hope you're busy trying to provoke people to talk about God so you have clever answers from the Holy Ghost that can put them at rest with their questions, convince them, convict them, and bring them to the cross of Christ. That's the hope of our life right there, to lead men to Jesus. Well, you meditate on these things, Colossians 4, 1 through 6. The blessing of the Lord be upon you today. And I hope that you have a great day in Christ.